Coming your way live from a top secret location in Redondo Beach, you're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
But in the end, hello, everyone in Southern California and around the world. This is Steve Aspel, Aspel on the Esplanade, and I'm sitting here with South Bay J. Cruz.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, we're sitting here talking about, well, it's Aspel on the Esplanade as a show, but by the way, they're having the Esplanade, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful Party.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, that's right.
H.T. Grill.
H.T. Grill.
Stone's throw from the Esplanade.
It's stone's throw. It's not too far from my house either.
Yeah.
And I love it, so that's my favorite place.
Are you
going
to go?
Yeah, I'm going.
Cool.
Maybe
I'll see
going
you. I'll
too.
See
yeah,
I am.
I'm going to go see a bunch of politicians that replace me.
Yeah.
F them. But whatever.
Point them out to me, and I'll make sure follow your lead.
I remember like 4 or 5 years ago, we had one of those Keep the Esplanade Beautiful parties.
Yeah.
And the council member and the former mayor showed up, and Mr. Hennessy threw them out. From other places. Anyway, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is our esplanade down there in Redondo Beach. It's one of the showcases of Redondo.
It really is.
And I was mayor when we started it. Joan started it, and I was complicit. Anyway, we decided it was going to clean up the esplanade because of dog poop.
Right.
And there's people with dog owners are really... Most of them are not
clean. Most of them?
Most of them let their dog shit. It's when nobody's watching.
Yes. In fact, there's been some dog droppings near the top secret location out there in front.
Oh.
And the other night I was coming back, taking a little walk, and I saw an individual who I didn't recognize with a dog. He was right behind me, about, 20 yards or so.
Yeah.
And when I came inside, or when I came down the walkway, I turned around to make sure that dog didn't do any business, because I was about to get medieval on somebody.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you're the one who's been dropping,
You've watched Pulp Fiction one too many times.
Hey, yesterday was the 30th anniversary of its release, which makes me feel older than dirt.
That's funny, because I dress like a dork.
You guys look like a couple of dorks.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I have some notes actually today, so I missed a few weeks, but I was talking about some new phrases and new words that you probably never heard of a year ago.
Okay.
We'll get to that. But it's usually on sports. Anyway, you're going to there. It's all good thing. Good project. Joan Irvine has a show here.
Yeah.
She's in charge of it, and it'll be fun. But the dog poop was a secondary.
Yeah.
We pick up mostly cigarette butts.
Cigarette butts.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And my wife still goes now and again, but I choose not to go do that. But it's like 2 weeks ago, I had a surgery again.
Yeah, you said minor in air quotes, and I was like...
It was minor. I was there. It was an outpatient. But I was still put under for an hour. And it's categorized as a surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like my 23rd.
I was going to say, you're up there with Jim Otto.
Oh, geez, I'm worse.
Or any of them ex-NFL guys from the 60s.
They earned theirs. I got a bad body. they were pro football players. I'm not going to try and get into their little league there.
Sure.
But he did a... One of the back, it's called, I forget what it's called, back injections on 8 vertebrae.
Ooh.
And it's got arthritis and too many surgeries or whatever.
These are like cortisone injections?
No, it's not cortisone. I think cortisone would work better. It lasts for 3 months.
Yeah.
They put it, it's actually better than, it still hurts like hell, but it's better.
Sure.
I was out there, my wife's laughing at me. Today I was out pulling weeds with my granddaughter. And I was sitting, none of my 4 kids, my 2 stepkids or my kids, ever pulled a weed in their effing life. They don't even know what a broom is.
I used to earn my allowance pulling weeds and picking up dog poop.
My dad made me pull weeds every other weekend and when I was on 85th Street in Westchester.
Yeah.
Anyway, my kids have never pulled a weed. But they're not, a couple of them are spoiled. But anyway, And my granddaughter out there, they helped me pull weeds. And she was pretty cool.
Nice.
But my back's going to, I won't be able to wipe my butt tomorrow. That's going to be the problem.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I actually did notes.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night, during the Dodger game,
uh-huh.
My daughter, Katie, gave birth to Owen Patrick Garrity.
Congratulations.
It's I only have girls, so the Aspel name of my family's Dud, which is good. But Garrity's a more sexy name than Aspel anyway. Owen Patrick Garrity came in at 6.5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of tiny. And here's a Trivial Pursuit. I just did the math today.
Uh-huh.
6.5 pounds is about 3 kilos.
Okay.
So I said, she's bringing in a couple of keys. Whose song was that?
Bringing a couple keys?
Bringing in a couple of keys.
That's got to be a Grateful Dead tune.
No, Arlo Guthrie.
Okay. Arlo. Oh.
You're coming into Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I thought, of all people, you'd get it. I don't know why I was thinking about that.
For some reason, I always equate him with the, well, Alice's Restaurant. We're coming up on Thanksgiving.
You know what I equate him with? A kid that was born in the right family has no talent, but they thought he did.
Yeah. Oh, his dad was a folk hero.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah. He's the guy that had the sticker, "This machine kills fascists," on his acoustic guitar.
I remember. I just know Arlo, whatever. I like the song. Kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, my new grandson had a twisted umbilical cord, they found it. And which didn't cut off juice to the brain or the lungs or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's 6.5 pounds.
Okay.
Which, in my family, is pretty big.
Mm.
Because I was smaller than that, I think. I was 6 pounds. And my sister Susie was really small.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter Katie was 2.5 pounds.
Right.
The mother just gave birth. Anyway, so the kid's 6.5 pounds. And they said because he didn't get all the nutrients because he was kind of snaggled in there.
Yeah.
He'll make up for it. There's no big deal. But I did get my ass handed to me because I don't know generation. What's 1990? Generation X?
No,
millennials are after that.
Yeah, maybe Generation Z. That's the newer one. I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
I'm Gen X.
The gen from 1990 to 1994, both my daughters are.
Yeah.
So I got a picture from my daughter. Her in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looked beautiful. I just given birth.
Yeah.
Yeah, great smile. The kid looked beautiful. So I put a proud grandpa, put it on Facebook.
Yes.
So you're not going to see many posts from me in the future.
Right.
I got my ass handed to me. You don't do it till we do it. I said, I don't know your Generation X rules about, you know, we never had social media when we were young.
Yeah.
So anyway, I took it down. And it took me a half hour to take it down. I don't know how to take down posts.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm very proud of the kid. And we all kissed and made up. My daughter thought I was Satan for putting a picture out there.
Of all things. Now that you posted something embarrassing in her life.
I didn't show her breastfeeding or anything, just whatever. But, yeah, there's a certain bunch of rules and etiquette for social media.
Well, did you know these rules prior to
I didn't know the
Friday
rules. No, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, there's rules. I mean, back in... When I was younger, you'd fire up a cigar, go pass them out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a boy and it's a girl, and you didn't even know until...
Well, if you went to like a class or something, if you brought in a blue cigar, it was a son. But anyway, so anybody, old guys like me, in the future, if you get a photo of a newborn, do not post without permission from your daughter or your son. Yeah,
yeah, make sure you're on the...
That's cool. We love him. He's great. He's beautiful. And my daughter's doing great.
Good.
And it's all going to be fun. But I've never really had boys. I'm a girl dad. So.
Yeah.
My granddaughter is out there with me today in the front yard weeding.
Right.
Anyway, and she's helped me pull weeds. And she's taking, and I got her, I showed her, just pulled that brown and green one out.
Yeah.
And not, you know, those chips she put in there. I said, don't throw those in the trash.
Uh-huh.
And my wife got a little pissy at me because I went, see, none of my four kids ever pulled a weed in their life. I said, I'm making her do it. But it was fun. So anyway, let's go back here. We have we only got 9 minutes. I got through half of my notes. Anyway, it's all fun. This grandpa thing's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The kids are pretty enlightened. I don't know if they're smarter or dumber or whatever than the average kid. But, you know, every parent or grandparent thinks their kid's the next Einstein or president.
Yeah.
But, yeah, today she's very, the one we have today, and like 4 days a week, she has a vocabulary that rivals most of our Redondo Beach City Council people.
Yeah, probably a little better.
Probably better. And my other granddaughter is a normal, beautiful, loving 2-year-old.
Uh-huh.
So she's been there a couple times, but. Anyway, so it's so we have to call you. You have to cancel these shows.
I understand.
I'm not leaving home with my wife alone.
I'm happy you made it in today. I was half expecting. I did happen to see the post that you. I was one of the few. I may or may not have thrown a like on it.
Yeah.
I think I did, just because I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
And I may have seen your daughter posting it later. Stuff. That could have been, but I saw it and I was like, right on. And, you know, congratulations. Good day, the 11th. That's a good, you know.
Oh, I'm going to start calling the kid's name is now Kike.
I appreciate that.
That game, he kicked ass. Kike kicked ass. But I put it on my Facebook. I named Kike. I think my brother, he really hates L.A. He lives in Bishop. But he loves the Giants and the Redskins. Anyway, Kike without the tilde
is
a bad word.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that
one. Yeah, well. You got to be a sports fan, but
you
type it in. Another old guy saying you type it in.
Yes, I guess the official name is Enrique. Like when I look for him on the fantasy baseball roster,
he's in Puerto Rico. You know.
It's Enrique. And I'm like, who's Enrique? I'm looking for Kike.
I said, there's a word we don't know. We can't say things after a tilde.
Uh huh.
Now, when I got some. Here's a question for you, because you're brilliant.
He's my favorite Dodger. I've told you this
many
times.
He's so nice.
He doesn't have the best numbers, but, like, he hit the clutch home run in Game 5, gave him the go-ahead run. I love this press conference. A couple of my friends.
You heard that?
Like,
I saw
Are we live? And then he dropped an F-bomb. That's my boy.
Well, it was not really on NBC or whatever. It's like you pull it off a little bit better.
Yeah.
But he looked around. They should have known. That guy's a pro. The guy that wears a little short guy that wears a bow tie.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He should have known with that shit-eating grin that PK had. He just say something.
Uh-huh.
And boom.
He is a prankster. I mean, a couple years ago, the Dodgers had acquired a new pitcher. And, you know, this guy was as Caucasian and redneck background. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had, you know, sunburned skin, red hair, and, you know, definitely didn't look like he would speak Spanish very much. And Kike, for about a month, pretended he couldn't speak English. He's out there on the mound, and he's like Spanish with the other Spanish-speaking infielder and the interpreter. So they were interviewing him on a Sunday night baseball game, and they had him on live mic, and he's in the dugout, and he goes, yeah, and I forget the guy's name. He's like, yeah, we just, you know, got this new guy from, you know, the Cardinals or whatever, and he doesn't think I can speak English, but I obviously do, but I haven't spoke English in front of him yet. And he's telling this on national television, and then, like, he hasn't spoken English to the pitcher.
Good for him.
It was just, and I'm like, you know, this is the guy I want on my team.
Well, he was Boston from LA?
Yeah. He signed a free agent deal there, and then they traded back for him, you know?
Well, he's about, he's got to be, you're one of your favorite Dodgers.
He is.
Yesterday I was yelling at the TV. Not for me, but for my wife.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't bleed red.
Right.
It's all blue.
Yeah.
And his bases are loaded. Kike's up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you hit a grand slam right now, you will be bigger than Kirk Gibson.
I'm waiting for someone to be that bigger than Kirk Gibson.
I can't wait. But that would have happened yesterday. So just swing, get a grand slam.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of dubious about going back 1-1 to New York.
My
wife's going to be freaking out.
Oh, they got three games back there.
Yeah, so they might not come back. You never know.
Yeah.
But I would don't accept texts when I'm doing this show. Anyway, he would have been the number one sports hero over Kobe, over anybody. It's just
Any Ram.
That's easy.
He's already there.
So let's see if you.
But I mean, he normally comes up with big hits, and he doesn't have like the most amazing statistics. You know, he hits around 220, 230, but his clutch numbers, you know, when the chips are down, he gets big hits.
Is he married?
Yeah. Yeah, I follow him on Instagram. He's got a nice family. I even follow him when he went to the Red Sox, but I was happy he came back.
Me too, yeah.
You know, and the other guy I think they should have held on to is my second favorite Dodger. He's no longer with them, Justin Turner.
Exactly.
He is just a badass dude you want on your team.
Well, they have, because they have Trey Turner still.
I know.
And, you know, it's not about money. These, the owners are billionaires. I mean, yeah. Like, and I, you ever done one of those things, you wouldn't know what a billion is compared to a million?
It's mind-boggling.
It's like world-changing.
What is it, like 1,000 million?
I don't even know what it is.
I can't even define it.
So they just pay the guy the money. And we all think it's too much money. The hot dogs are going to go up.
Right.
But you're still cheering for the team, and they happen to be fortunate. They're very athletic and whatever. So they're I'm hoping the Dodgers, just for my wife.
Yeah.
I don't bet on them. Just for my wife, I want them to win. Yeah, okay, let's see. I actually have a bunch of notes. You'd be shocked. Yeah, I got my back injections. Oh, guess what Sunday is?
Feed the Kitty has an anniversary show.
It's hopefully it's game 5 of the game 6.
Okay.
If there's no game 6, it means the Dodgers lost.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
Oh, well, they can win. They can sweep, you know, the Mets and New York.
My daughter, Brett, invited Pam to go to the game with her on Saturday. Or Sunday.
Yeah.
For game 6, it was necessary.
Uh-huh.
And my wife truly does bleed Dodger blue.
She does. I want them to win for her.
Thank you. So do I. My life's easier.
Yes. Well, until next year.
They have to win 4 more games after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Against maybe another New York team.
They need 7 games to win, and my life is great. If they don't win 7 games, my life is horrible.
Yeah.
So, anyway, she's invited my daughter, Brett, to go to the game.
Well?
But she promised Jed that she will go to their 4,000th show at Feed the Kitty.
Right.
I go, Jed would understand. Right, Jed? I hope you're listening. Anyway, I go, she goes, well, he would be so disappointed. I go, you they have other fans here.
Yeah.
It's funny, but I'm trying to talk her into going to the game.
Yeah.
Because Feed the Kitty at HT Grill is 1 to 4.
Yeah.
4,000 concert. The Dodger game doesn't start till 5.
Yeah.
But she'd have to leave like at 2.
I would say 1 o'clock to be comfortable. I was in the midst of that the other day, and there is, anyway, I got paid for it.
Paid
well.
You did. Okay, good.
And I had a VIP passenger who is the mother of a member of the team.
Okay, what's the passenger's name again?
I forget her name. It was like Catherine. But the pitcher, her son. She goes, yeah, one of my sons is on the team. And, of course, I was going to try to keep it cool, and that lasted a whole 15 seconds where I go, okay, who is it? It's a Daniel Hudson, relief pitcher.
Okay.
And
I better go look him up. I don't know other players. My wife does.
And it turns out, you know, I couldn't shut up because I had him on my fantasy baseball team this year. And I go, I follow him. He was a good player for my team this year.
Okay,
so I am familiar with Daniel Hudson.
Wow.
So that scored some points, and a little bit of information from her. He apparently was on the Washington Nationals and was a member of that team that won a few seasons ago.
Okay, where's he from?
I'm not sure. She's from Southern California. You know,
okay.
She lives in Southern California, not in Los Angeles, but in, you know,
somewhere,
I think Orange County, maybe.
Okay. Probably an Angel fan or Padre fan.
Was a Nationals fan a couple years ago.
No, of course she is. Well, I would be.
It's always about your family. And then you go back to your team once there's career is over.
If my kid played baseball for the Moscow Dodgers, I'd cheer for the Moscow.
Of course I would, too.
It could be Baghdad, whatever. Yep. I don't care. So you always follow your kids. Anyway, so if you're listening and you want to see the 4,000th show for Feed the Kitty, 4,000th show in their career, and Jed keeps copious notes.
Yes, he does.
It's Sunday, 1 to 4 at HT Grill. And this doesn't count their little gigs with a pet project or
they've probably done at least 100 gigs in that lineup.
Just in the recent year and a half, I'm sure. But in honor, this is a funny thing. Feed the Kitty played once, and Pet Project played once. I'm wearing the T-shirt for the what's it called?
Oh, the Sand Dollar.
The Sand Dollar,
Las Vegas.
I always forget the name. It is my buddy, the former chief of police of UCLA.
Uh-huh.
Good friend of mine, he moved out of here and moved to Nevada.
Uh-huh.
Vegas. I said, come on down and watch the band. He goes, it started at 10 o'clock.
He's
not going to stay up that late. And I'm in Vegas. There's no clock. Here I go to bed. Up there.
Yeah.
The sun comes up, sun goes down. He's okay.
Yep.
But he goes, I'm not going there. It's a shithole. It's not exactly.
It's not the Bellagio.
It's not the Bellagio. And it's a little other side of the freeway, other side of the strip. But if you're ever in Vegas, it's called Sand Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a new one at the Union Plaza Hotel, which I've never been to. But the Feed the Kitties place.
Is that the one in downtown?
Yeah, okay. On Fremont Street, the end of Fremont Street.
All right.
It is one of my. It's kind of my kind of bar. I don't like the big bars that, the Venetian or the or what do you just call it?
The Bellagio.
Bellagio. After that, I don't need to pay $25 for a drink.
Right.
I mean, and I don't dress that nice anymore. So anyway, Sand Dollar in Vegas. If you're there, don't let the outside scare you.
Yeah.
It's really a cool place, and they actually do have good pizza.
Yeah, that's what you said.
If you don't like the pizza, you're not eating. It's like microwave.
That's sort about of. All they got.
It's about it, yeah. So, anyway, that's where we will. I will be on Sunday.
Well, I'm going to have to make a road trip out there one of these next times.
You should go.
You know, they're doing that. And, you know.
We'll talk.
Check it out, yeah.
Because, Jed, I know you're listening. You can throw Jay into the mix here. It's a trip.
Yeah.
They stay at a nice hotel, nice place, the whole thing. And, it's usually comped.
Yeah.
But then that bar, what's the dumpiest bar in Redondo that you know, or L.A. area?
Little Bogies used to come, but that was a much classier joint than the Thirsty Club.
I love the Thirsty Club.
Which technically is a toe step in Redondo off of Lawndale, and I think most of their clientele comes from east of Lawndale.
Torrance, the Sand Dollar makes
Thirsty Club
looked like the Bellagio. It's funny. I used to live about two blocks from there.
Yeah.
And for all my life, I'd never been there. I'd driven by. And it's in North Redondo, in the corner, basically the corner of Inglewood Avenue and Artesia.
Artesia, yeah.
So I was having my tires replaced and some other stuff done in my truck.
Mm-hmm.
At the, oh, my God, help me.
Used to be a tire shop. Jimmy, old tires or
something. He owns it down the street. Auto repair. I'm sorry, Jimmy. My buddy owns it. Anyway, so I was over there half a block away.
Mm-hmm.
Get new tires and some stuff done. And I said, how long is it going to take? It was about an hour and a half. So I said, I'm going for a walk.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to walk like to Aviation and back or whatever. I made it like two blocks. Oh, Thirsty Club.
Uh-huh.
So I walked in there.
No lights.
11 o'clock in the morning. I'm lying. It was about 9.
Yeah.
We're 8:30.
Uh-huh.
She goes, what can I serve you? I'll go, vodka. House mm-hmm. vodka, splash of OJ. After one of those, I almost called Pam to come and get me. So I boop, boop.
Wow.
And it was like $7.
Yeah.
So half a bottle of vodka. You know, I make my own. I make it like one finger at the max. And
mm-hmm.
I actually tell the bartenders I know, make them weak.
Make it a regular drink.
No, I want it less.
Yeah.
You guys make the profit. I want to have a drink with a little taste.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the Thirsty Club, I've been back there three times since when I was getting my car repaired.
Yeah.
And if you are bored, or not bored, just looking for a little fun, the people are great.
Yeah.
At the Thirsty Club, there's regular people.
Yeah.
And they're out there, they're outside, half of them are smoking in the little alley in the back.
Right, right.
Pool table, cheap drinks. It is the most screwed up looking bar, but it's my kind of bar.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's Beach going to Manhattan Beach is some fancy bar. The only dive bar in Manhattan Beach is Urkeley's. No, it's two. Urkeley's and, help me.
Oh.
My second date.
North End's in Hermosa.
No, my first date, my wife, my first real date, was Grateful Dead concert.
Crenions?
No, it's another dump. I love that. But, oh, God, I'll figure it out when we come back.
Not Shellbacks.
Shellbacks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just, it's not really glamorous.
Just a local hang.
My first real date with Pam was a Grateful Dead concert at the Forum.
Uh-huh.
And afterwards, I took her over to Shellbacks.
Cool.
I'm just a romantic guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. But,
sounds good to me. I would have probably done the same thing.
Yeah, it was really good. Well, they didn't have Ubers back then. Thank God. But like our second day, so Pam needed to drive.
Yeah.
So whatever. It's we're all good. We have a. It's kind of funny. I took these notes. I'm going to follow them. So did you see? I put a thing on Facebook, even though I'm winding it down a little bit. You don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, you don't want to jump the gun.
So, I put Let the Games Begin on Facebook after the vice presidential debate.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Let the Games Begin. Who won? I said, I did not watch it. Who won that?
Yeah, you asked your friends.
Just friends. As of about an hour ago, there were 135 responses.
Oh boy, that's pretty active.
I knew this going in because I've done about 8-9 debates when I was a council member and mayor.
Yeah.
And debates are only to go after the incumbent. I mean, Bill Brand and their two jerk-offs treated me like I was Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And at my last debate. And I remember there's a movie called The American President with Michael Douglas and she married Warren Beatty. Anyway,
Annette Henning?
Benning, yeah. Anyway, he stood up there at the podium and went, my name is President, whatever, and I am your president.
Yeah.
So let the other guys yell at me. So I stood up debating. So these guys want to yell at me, but remember, I am the mayor.
Yeah.
Like, bite me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but debates don't change anybody's mind.
Usually not.
It reinforces the opinion you already have. And if you were to go onto my Facebook page or anybody listening, go check it out. You're welcome to look. You don't know the players, mm-hmm. the people, but I do. And not one of them changed their mind. All it does is reinforce their basic hatred of each other.
I know.
And if you've never seen me post one thing about which way I'm leaning.
Right, right.
But everybody's so crazy.
I know.
No one changed their mind based on a debate. And they're all going now. They're pointing out the inaccuracy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'll look it up in a second. But I got in a friend's face today about political activism.
Yeah.
But it was a... People were kind in this thing, most of them, but a few of them went off on each other. They started a whole chain of hatred.
I know.
So, in my last, I added to my post, I went, can we just play Rodney King?
Yeah.
Can we just all get along?
Get along.
Just, someone's going to lose. You know, if Orange Man loses, he's going to blame the world.
Yeah.
They'll probably have riots and you know, this riots with white guys, old redneck white guys from Tennessee.
Yeah.
They bring guns.
Yeah.
And they have to keep their belts up because they're so fat.
Guns, belt buckles, and baseball hats, and moonshine.
And they don't get arrested.
Yeah.
If the other side did it, they'd be all shot down and we have a whole world war again.
Right.
Anyway, it's just that. I still never watch the debate, but just if you see my Facebook post, anybody listening, go to my Facebook, to Steve Aspel, and you'll see the responses. And they're all, most of them are pretty cool,
mm-hmm.
but I know all the players.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, yep. Because one of the players was promoting a Trump car rally for last Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I'm not using names.
Yeah.
And she said Hobby Lobby. In Torrance. And it wasn't, they were using Hobby Lobby, no matter what you think about the religious part or whatever. I love Hobby Lobby. You can't go on Sunday. I go there once a week, trust me.
It was funny, about a year or so ago, a friend of mine was doing some decorations for something for a video, and she went to Hobby Lobby, and she goes, how come no one told me about this place? And I'm like, I sent her a message going, well, there was a little hullabaloo about them.
You buy the coolest stuff for a dollar.
Yes. It's a fun store. Apparently, they didn't put a two guys on a cake, and now they're the devil.
Yeah, they're the devil.
No, that's how it happened. They didn't put two men on a birthday cake.
And they're closed
cake.
On Sunday.
Yeah, so's Chick-fil-A and
I don't
other
care.
Places. It's the only time I want a Chick-fil-A is Sunday.
It's true.
I go, that Chick-fil-A sounds good. Oh, yeah, they're not open.
Well, you don't drink anymore.
No.
Then it can't be as good. Two tacos, Jack in the Box at midnight?
Perfect.
Okay, but you got to be drunk.
You do.
Remember that two times. Jack should do that in the commercial. When you're overserved at 2 in the morning, just come over to Jack in the Box and get your two tacos for 99 cents.
And, you know, the late night Uber, it's always, can you stop at Jack in the Box
really?
On the way home or Taco Bell? Those are the two most requested. And I'm like, you're going to have a stop.
Taco Bell is really good. It's not Mexican food.
No.
It's really good. but you can't drive with them because you take a bite out of the taco shell and it explodes.
It does. And then it's mess everywhere.
Jack in the Box is so greasy and slimy, and I don't even know there's meat in there.
You almost drank it.
I'm getting hungry. I'm on the way home. I'm stopping at Jack in the Box.
I know.
Anyway,
the other night.
After you dropped the radio?
That evening, yeah. I was like starving. I'm like, you know, why not?
So I'm trying to keep my girlish figure here. I'm actually lost a lot of weight and I'm working out.
Yeah.
But my wife can't figure it out. There's nothing better than just a hamburger at any one of the fast food places.
Yeah.
Even a Big Mac. I mean, anything. Just give me a little hamburger. I love them. That's been my weight problem.
I was craving a fillet of fish the other day.
No way. You really?
Yeah. Well, after I did the Dodger drop-off, I'm in Echo Park. There's no normal places in that Silver Lake and Echo Park. It's all yuppie, gentrified, greedy people. I was just looking. I needed to use the restroom. Normally, my move is I'm going to go into Starbucks, get a small coffee.
Yeah.
And ask to use the restroom because I'm officially a customer now. Or I'll go in and get
correct, yeah.
You know, Saturday I was in Orange County, and I hit up a Del Taco. Basically, I knew they had a restroom. Bought just a $5
worth of
food.
You didn't drive through. You said, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's sometimes you just got to go. And quite honestly, I'm not opposed to finding another place that doesn't really have walls or windows or serves anything. But, you know, they frown upon that. In certain areas, like usually residential areas.
You have the freedom to do this. Because when I got to go, my prior medical, I better go now. No, yeah. I can't change restaurants. But with this Trump rally, she promoted it like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
About at the Hobby Lobby parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Meet there, we're driving around everywhere. Well, Don, you drove to the village, you said about, what, noon or something?
About 1:30.
Yeah, sometime in the afternoon, about 200 cars go by. I'll drop. Look like I was in Mobile, Amazon.
I remember last election, a bunch of the same folks were going down PCH.
Yeah.
Trucks, flags,
and it works. Those people were campaigning against me and Senator Cal for the project at the Redondo Harbor.
Yeah.
They'd go on the corners out there, and people go, they must be right.
But, right.
You know, they're vicious. Anyway, we're sitting there. And they're causing problems, honking horns. They didn't do any, like, donuts in the middle of the intersection or anything, but they were, stop signs didn't matter.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you'd get a Trump sign that big.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it occurred to me, these same people, as I know half of them because of Facebook or just being in politics, they're the first ones to jump into Facebook and bitch about kids on their e-bikes or their skateboards.
They're doing the same thing in 4x4.
And they're doing the same thing, honking, making noise, stopping, blocking, flipping people off. They're getting flipped off. They're flipping people back.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, I'm going, what a bunch of hypocrites.
I know.
And I'm not, whatever side you're on, hypocrites are on both sides.
Yeah.
And what a shit show.
You know, go ahead and vote for them, but, you know, don't go fighting with other people.
Don't drive by when I'm listen to a band with all your horns going off. You got a phone call?
Yeah. It's probably Jeff.
I think I know who it is. I told him to call. Let's see here. I've got dead air now. Yeah, but the local politics and national politics are all the same. Is that Jedediah?
That's our bass playing buddy, Jedediah.
Bass playing. I've got to ask him one question first. Why do you have a microphone in front of you?
Who, me?
No.
Why
do you have a microphone in front? I keep asking you to sing along. Those songs that you wrote, that nice background sounds, a little harmony, that you do great. Why don't you sing?
You know, I appreciate that. I've really backed off of it. I took some vocal lessons there for a while, and I was trying my hardest. I there's a few different reasons. And I think the reason Jack puts a microphone in front of me is because he wants... If there's a laugh coming out, he wants it to come through the mic.
I figured that part.
I think Jack would encourage me to sing a little bit more. I just haven't been practicing. I'm not. And, you know, dude, hearing the Pet Project band now, the harmonies are just beautiful, as you've heard.
Yes.
And I'm never going to get close to that. So I just, you know.
I'm not even going to think you'd be close to Jack.
I know.
And to Matthew. But when you are at these little gigs at Paul's Big Deck there in Redondo Beach, you can sing. You sang a couple of little tunes with him, but anyway, I'm just giving you a bad time because I would like to hear you join in. It's all good.
I appreciate your enthusiasm there. Yeah. It actually means a lot to me, more than you know.
Well, I'm glad. So you're playing your 4,000 shows of Feed the Kitty.
4,000. I mean, it's definitely, obviously, I can't stop thinking about it, and it is quite an accomplishment. But on the other hand, it's just kind of another show. I mean, you know, it was funny. I was talking to Jack about this, and I've been looking up the top 10 bands of most shows played all time, and we're in there. Okay. As far as I know, I don't know how correct like these numbers are, but I was telling Jack, it's almost impossible
You're up there with the Grateful Dead, I believe.
No, they're only at like 2,300.
No way. Okay.
And the Stones are right around there too. So I was telling them, if you become a huge band, you don't need to play 4,000 shows. Like, you take breaks and you go in the studio and you write and you take vacations and
you go to Italy, you go to Europe.
And what Jack said is, he goes, you have to be extremely mediocre to pull this off. No, but it's also
there's your next song.
Extremely mediocre. If you have to have a never give up attitude, which is don't give up.
I know, that's
and
it.
A song we've already written. So, but you know, I've been looking this up. Twisted Sister says they played 9,000. I don't know if that's true, but they played thousands before they made it. The Beach Boys are over 7,000.
Well, the Beach Boys don't count. Beach Boys don't count because half of them are dead. They're replacement band.
I think it's John Stamos' Beach Boys at this point.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And Mike Love, yeah. So the cousin that can't do shit, but he had a weird voice. So anyway.
Rick is over 5,000. The Scorpions are 5,000. Blue Oyster Cult is 4,440. Johnny Cash, 4,300. Elton John gets in there around 4,000. And then Feed the Kitty at 4,000. And then you got Bruce Springsteen, Alice Cooper, ZZ Top.
Yeah, hey, Bruce Springsteen.
These are huge bands, and our name being in there is pretty unbelievable. It's not, you have to dedicate your life to it. And I bet, you know, we did this in 25 years. I don't think any band's ever done it as quick as well.
Well, usually you, after those many years, you hate each other.
You hate each other, or yeah. you give up and you do something different. You're exactly right.
Son, don't give up. Okay, well,
don't give up.
It's funny, yeah, I know all these songs. I have to look them up every time. But some of your songs are a little slow the other day. Come on, let's pick it up. You said Johnny Cash? Here's what. If I was a mega millionaire, I'd pay you $1,000 a show not to play one song. But you always go, well, somebody tipped me $50. I go, oh, fuck him. Okay.
Dude, I'm with you, Steve. I'm so sick of it. And I was listening to this podcast about a guy talking about overrated artists. And he had Johnny Cash in there, and at first I was like, wait a minute. And the more I think about it, he is one of the most overrated artists of all time, in my opinion. Like, they're okay. He's a great storyteller. He didn't write half those songs.
Middle class white America loves guys like Johnny Cash because he's a writer.
There was a point where it was just cool to like him, and then it became a thing. It's like he's bigger now than he was.
I didn't dislike him. I just didn't, you know. Some of the local bands. They say, "How come you never come to see us? Do you don't like us?" I said, "No, I don't." Didn't say that. I said, "I feel like that movie, you know, Almost Famous. I only have time for one band. You know, we're old. We don't go out every night." And we don't join you.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, so.
And you were hesitant about the Pet Project thing at first, and now I know you're sold on that. So
I really am. Well, it was because I like Feed the Kitty, and I don't want to see Jack become second fiddle, but he actually does great with Matthew. And
the band's not a band without Jack. I mean, he's such a huge part of it. And
he is. Well, you know what Jack's forte is playing with the audience.
He's really good at it.
Yeah, he's really good. And Matthew, I love him. I mean, Jesus Christ, I admire the guy. But he's not the guy that's going to chit-chat with the audience. Jack's your chit-chatter. He's your speaker. But it's all good. We would have made it the other night, but you started at 8 o'clock, which means 9. You started on time on Saturday night?
Yeah, we were pretty close, actually. We got there early. We left Project Barley and then went straight there. And we were actually pretty on time there, but I know what you mean.
You turned into the Grateful Dead, any or big rock stars. I'll start when we want. We don't need to start on time.
Well, that's not really our style. I mean, if we're playing arenas, we're probably going to start on time.
Nah, no. So,
that's fine. We're back there partying.
So this Saturday you're playing where?
This Saturday we're at Lighthouse Cafe, Pet Project, from noon to 3. There's a big birthday party coming in. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's right. We'll be there.
Okay.
It's Bindu's birthday.
There's no Dodger game. No Dodger game.
Well, that's why Sunday. Here's I may have to have you talk to my wife. Because your name came up this morning. My daughter, Brett, asked her, because Brett and Justice, my son-in-law, have season tickets for the Dodgers. And so she asked Pam if she wanted to go to the Dodger game, game six of the playoffs. Well, on Sunday, she'd have to leave like at 2:30 or 3.
Right.
And she said no. I mean, this is a true story. Okay. I'm not bullshitting. I'm hearing this. They don't know I'm listening. He says, "No, I promised Jed, and Jed would be disappointed if I don't show up at his 4,000s."
Oh, wow.
She goes, "Jed would be disappointed." I can say this. I hate to admit this. My wife never listens to this show. She hears my voice enough. So, but the truth is,
that means a lot.
Yeah, she goes, "I can't go." I told my daughter Brett right when I was standing, "I can't go because I gotta go." I'll go, but we'll be this way. I can still be home at 5 o'clock and watch the game, but I get to see Feed the Kitty. To Jed, I promise Jed. So
probably enjoys being at home watching it too. I bet.
Well,
so
no,
she gets so into it.
She is. You know how you were about the band Kiss? That's how Pam is about the Dodgers. And that's why my daughter didn't bother asking me. Because had you been playing or not, I still would have said no. I'm not driving through all that garbage and traffic. And,
right. Oh,
and,
I know.
Just,
I
can watch it on TV and sit there and have a Big Mac and
talk to them. Well, let's win it in 5, and we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, so anyway, if Pam should mention it, if she... But you don't tell her. You tell her. The whole world's listening. But, yeah, you should go to the game. And here's what. If she goes to the game, she can come to HT Grill from 1 to 2:30, and then go to the game. And so, you know, but she's afraid you'll be disappointed. You are her. She is a surrogate mom, so.
I love her.
So anyway, so, yeah, we'll try to get people out there. You're playing with Lighthouse, Pet Project, and that doesn't count towards your 4,000 show.
That does not. That project has slowed it down a little bit. Obviously, COVID slowed down the numbers, but I don't know if Jay remembers this, but we were doing our podcast in this must have been 2018, around that time, and we had just hit 3,000, and we were like, wow, I can't believe it. And I go, so in, 4 or 5 years, do we hit 4,000? And Jack goes, I don't know. And now here we are. It's unbelievable. And then now it's like, wow, do we make it to 5 one day? You just don't know. I mean,
I may not last that long. I think we've been to 1,000 shows. If you've been to that many shows, I've been to 1,000. But I don't.
Been to 1,000.
Maybe we'll see.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
My kids. Yeah, it was like 12 years. When was that, Jay?
2016. Yeah.
Yeah, around there.
Only 8 years.
And Jed, just keep going until you guys beat Twisted Sister. I mean, those guys. You're talking about the Johnny Cash overrated podcast. I'm going to nominate Twisted Sister for the most overrated band.
They have good makeup.
They stink on ice.
They really stink.
They're horrible. I remember seeing them open for Iron Maiden back in, early...
Another beautiful, horrible band.
Early college years. And, Dee Snider's yelling at the crowd, "Everybody get up, you're rocking around." And me and my friend just sat there, did not move, arms folded. We probably said, "It's time for some Mother Nature, and we are not standing for Dee Snider or Twisted Sister. I hope they shine a light on me, because I'm going to shine something back."
That's funny.
Most overrated, obnoxious, love the smell of their own fart kind of band.
Dude, I'm with you 100%. There was a documentary actually out on those guys, and I watched it, and they had that never give up attitude. And
I know.
Set the hell out of that. Other than that,
they had one hit, didn't they? So they're still making money.
Yeah,
they're still making money in one or two hits.
They're still making money.
As you said, all you got to do is have one song go big, and
one song.
So
that's all it takes.
Here's how. I think this weekend is the Modern English.
That was last. I drove by it last week. I think it was last week. Well, okay. Last week is this week.
We didn't go. We didn't go. I said I'd rather have Feed the Kitty play that song.
100%.
Yeah. And Pam goes, why are we going to this concert? It's like it's $35 to get in. And I'll spend a couple hundred bucks. And she goes, why are we going? Is it for one song? I have no idea what they play. I have no idea how that.
That was their big hit. I couldn't really name many other songs either.
I don't know, but at least they played. I got a kick out of them. But we have you play it. Even though Pam goes, you got to have drums in that song. Without drums, stop.
But and that's a great example. That's a band that had one song and they're still going.
Yep.
So I would, you know, if we became a one hit wonder, great. I'll take it. But you know, getting there is really hard, and good for them.
Well, if you have one hit, you won't be in the top of Hollywood Hills in your mansion, but you might be in the Valley. Or
yeah,
Redondo Beach.
Yeah,
so.
Be Valley Village.
That's right. So, even though Saturday at the Lighthouse is a birthday party for Bindu.
Yes.
And, but it's not a private party, so anybody that wants to show up can still show up. Correct.
Anybody can go. She says she's bringing 50 people. I love that. I love that stage. I love the lighthouse. I love how it's during the day. Jack and I are going to go on to Baleen at the Portofino Hotel that night, 7 to 10.
Okay, are you playing Baleen or the Portofino Lounge?
We're going to be at the Baleen bar.
Okay, upstairs.
Upstairs. That would be $3,999, and then we'll go on to
What time does that show start?
That's from 7 to 10, and we'll be on time because we're going to get there early.
You never know with Pam. Might want to go.
Hey, hey.
Well, anyway, we're looking forward to one of my favorite places is the Lighthouse. I wish Paul Hennessy didn't sell it. So
they've done a really great job with it, whoever took it over. And they booked us on a Friday night coming up. I think it's November 16th. Max 80s plays from 4 to 8, and then it's Pet Project at 8 p.m., so that's going to be really cool.
Really? Okay, so I was just saying, I'm kind of laying low on all these local events. They're having a bands play on Halloween in the Riviera Village.
I saw that.
And you're not in it. It's just Max 80s and what's the other group?
Retrofit. So that's...
He's calling it, not Retrofit, what's it called?
You're right.
KTEL All-Stars. Well, guess what?
They're fairly local, but like,
I'm not going.
I'm really happy for them. I'm a little bummed they didn't reach out to us, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I know. Well, if anybody listening, you want to see Max Cities is a fun band. They draw a lot of people. They're all nice guys. So, my wife's not an '80s music person, but I am.
Yeah.
I like it. Go back to overrated groups. What's that group from Downey? One song. Long hair.
Downey.
No, they grew up in Downey. Please, God help me. The drummer is sued because people are stealing his music. He's from Denmark.
Metallica.
Metallica. Yes.
The singer is from there, and they moved up to San Francisco.
Yeah, so anyway, they get by, and I don't know what. I can watch that guy play guitar. I could do that. I'm kidding. But four start. Ding, 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 ding. And you don't want to sing in public? This guy can't carry a note if you put a gun to his head. Anyway,
I never got into Metallica, but they might be the best metal band of all time. So
they're the number one band ever, I understand. So it's just amazing. But
I didn't get into them, though. I was more Motley Crue.
I'm so old. I'm more, whatever. Not Motley Crue.
I'm a major Metallica fan.
Really?
I love their music, but the people in the band have become caricatures of themselves.
Yes.
They became everything they said they didn't want to be.
Yeah.
Especially the drummer, Lars Ulrich, is like the most annoying rock star on the planet.
But he walked in here right now, and he walked up beside me. I wouldn't know who he is, but you would. So anyway, it's just so okay. So we're gonna we will be there. I know I'll be there. Pam will be there on Sunday, and we're gonna be there on the Hermosa Beach, the Lighthouse. From what's that time again?
Noon to three. We will be starting on time. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to
it. Well,
hey, I got one more thing to tell you. I've got a special guest on the phone with me right now. He hasn't said anything yet. But a famous comedian named Stephen Bell.
No effing way.
Hello.
Stephen, are you 31 and a half now, or what are you?
30 and a half.
Okay, I was close. How you doing, Stephen?
Well, good. How are you doing,
Steve? I'm doing great. So,
excellent. I'm glad you brought up Paul Hennessy. I've got some things to say about him.
Say it nice. He's my good buddy. Be nice.
No, I know. I was going to say thanks to Paul Hennessy for letting me get my first Vegas stand-up set in one of his locations.
Mickey Finn's on Fremont Street? Yeah. You were there? Really?
Oh, yeah, you were there.
Oh, that one. I thought you did it since. I was there that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Steven's up in Lake Tahoe for the past couple of years. He's living up there right now.
Why you in Lake Tahoe? Why you in Lake Tahoe?
Oh, why not? It's like Neverland up here.
But you're suing? I'm suing. Are you working in the pot shops up there?
No. I've been doing landscaping and working at a ski shop. So I just actually learned to snowboard last year. But I've been stepping away from the pot industry.
Okay. And,
there's a lot of money is being lost there right now. Not so much being made.
I'm trying to help. I got a conference call tomorrow at 9:45. Trying to help a pot guy get into South Redondo.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
So, they do. I can make some money, so that's all I care about. But I like, some people go, F you, we're not having pot in Redondo Beach. It's all about making money.
Consulting is the best thing that you can do right now, because it's like, you know, you're taking from it and you're getting out. But,
here's an interesting story I've come embarrassed to tell. At my 70th birthday, you showed up, you gave me a big bag.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Pam used it a lot for making some cookies.
Uh-huh.
And somehow, and there's still a lot left, it disappeared. And I think we threw it away by accident. It was in the garage. But anyway, we used it a lot. It was really good. My wife's been, you know, my wife's the woman that 5 years ago, if she thought you were smoking pot even near her, she'd call the cops.
She's
law and order. I mean, she's black and white. And then all of a sudden, it's legal. She makes the best cookies ask Jay. He makes sugar cookies.
Top notch.
And then
top notch, take away my back pain and instantly.
And then since we're on this kind of radio, my son-in-law and daughter, we babysit their daughter, my granddaughter so much. He goes, what can we do for you? You want some money? I said, no. Anyway, he brings Pam a bag from, what's that place, Green Cross?
Yep, Green Cross.
My wife. He gives my wife pot. Now, so we need you back in the business, man. I miss you. So, well, you're 30 and a half. You're 30. Anybody listening, you've got to meet. You still have your long hair?
Yeah.
Okay. So don't get killed. Don't hurt yourself doing the snowboarding up there in town. You might be like me, going through your 30th surgery or something for your spine someday. So.
You know, I haven't been trying to do any tricks or anything like that. This one day when I was still learning, I took a pretty bad fall. And, I'm walking it off, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I think I got a little concussion, and my arm was hurting. My friends were like, let's go to the med tent and or whatever. And I go to first aid, and they're checking me out. I'm like, I just messed up my arm. I think I got a little bit of a concussion. And then the doctor on staff is like, well, if you think you have a concussion, you need to go to the hospital. And it, like just like that, I sobered up, and I was like, you know what? I'm immediately realizing now this is not a concussion. That was just all the booze.
Well, when I first
at the hospital, I was like, I don't exactly have what you call that insurance.
The best insurance. You know? Well, the interesting thing is, the first time I met you, I thought you were either had Downs or you were stoned. Or you had a concussion. Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, this guy's. This guy's a trip. Anyway, you know what? Anybody listening, you are one of my favorite people I've ever met. Man, you just make my day anytime I ever see you. And next time you're in town, you got to come by and see us. Pam, my wife loves you, too. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Also, I think it's awesome that you brought Jen onto the show just to ask him to tell Pam that she can go to the baseball game.
That's true.
It's been over a year since I've been in L.A., so I'm due for a trip back, and I'll absolutely come see you.
Give Stephen Pam's phone number, and then Stephen, she'll know who you are. Say this is your buddy. Go to the Dodger game. Say go to the Dodger game. She needs to. Just let her know that you're thinking about her. No, it's great, man.
Hey, you know what? I'll text her and I'll tell her that it's okay if she goes to the game and not to the gym.
Are you?
I can talk with Jed. He's pretty slammed right now, but.
He doesn't drink. He's probably smoking something. So, are you going to be at the conference this weekend?
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm going to be stuck up here. My parents are in town, so I'm about to go hang out with them. And then, I'm just back to work.
Be nice to your parents. You don't want them cutting you off.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
be nice. They could drop dead tomorrow and you want that stuff. That's all right.
I need to maintain my place in the world. So. I'm just saying, I'm not saying I'm the favorite child. I'm just saying that my dad has called me the favorite more times than he's called anyone else the favorite. So.
Are you the only child? Are you the only child?
No, I'm the youngest of six.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm saying to my siblings, I'm like, has dad ever said you're the favorite? And they're like, yeah, like dad would ever say that. And I'm like, I'm at three right now.
I don't know. My little sister Susie, she's like 10 years younger than me. She's always a favorite, right, Susie? I know she's listening. She knows she wasn't. I was, but anyway, we got to get out of here in 4 minutes. We're gonna let you guys go. So, Jed, we will see you on. You're not playing Friday night at R10, right?
No, we're gonna be at. It's the final two Eagle Rider shows at South Bay Custom Thursday, Friday. You guys are both welcome to come if you want. So we will not be at R10 Friday.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm not going to go to R10 if you're not going to be there. So.
Well, there's a 2 p.m. Dodger game Friday. That would be Game 5, so that's a big one.
Oh, yeah. They're going to win one of those games. They come back here so Pam can go to the Dodger game on Sunday.
Okay.
All right, guys. Hey, Steven, love you, man. Thanks for everything. You make my day.
Yeah, dude, love you, Steve. Nice
see
you.
All right, see you guys. See you, Jed.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Amazing.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Amazing. Yeah, we sometimes run out of things to talk about. Susie, you were the favorite. She's listening now. My sister, Sue.
We actually never run out of things to talk about, compelling for other people.
That's
kind of the point, you know. We haven't talked about the weather much, other than we always say it's great to live in Redondo.
So, I had one question for you. I wanted to... new words.
Oh, yeah.
And what you watch Sports Center, and I like get up in the morning and all that. There's words or adjectives I've heard in my life, but never so many times a day. Disconnect. Coach is disconnected from his players.
Okay.
Today they must use it 5 times. We don't agree. We're disconnected.
They're talking about the Jets guy.
The Jets. And
anyone else now.
And then if you had a bad game or a bad something, it was an outlier.
Oh, goodness. That book by Malcolm Gladwell put that into our dictionary. I had never heard of it before. And then all of a sudden I started hearing it. And a friend of mine, one of the guys in the band, that's an outlier. And I go, did you read the Malcolm Gladwell book?
I'm going to have to look it up. I swear to God. Today, I should have written that. Today's Sports Center or whatever, Beach Life, they said it 10 times.
Yeah, it came up in that book, Malcolm Gladwell. And he's a successful author. He's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay,
but it came out of his book, and you couldn't get away from the word. And the other one that's kind of got to me, got a little under my skin, when people are like, I'm in the burger space. It's like, you sell burgers.
Well, I've never heard that one.
Yeah, when people go, I'm in the retail space. It's like, okay, you're in a retail shop. It's very George Carlin. You're not in space. You're in a business.
George Carlin.
Or a market.
There's no God. If there was God, he wouldn't send you to hell for the rest of the world. Blah, blah, blah. Unless you pay him enough money, you won't go to hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other word, one, I wrote down 3, but there's 20 of them.
Yeah.
Physicality. These guys, that athlete's got the physicality.
That's usually code word for a black quarterback.
Well, it came up because he was talking about, it was a white guy that acted like he could run.
Yeah, that's a code word for
physicality.
An African-American quarterback.
Yeah, I was watching the new thing, the NFL, whatever it is, on HBO.
Yeah.
And it's Coach Belichick's one of the guys. And
he's quite a personality, actually.
Actually,
he gets away from the Patriots.
Cool, yeah. But they were the football guy of the week.
Yeah.
And the host, great guy, fun guy, I forget his name, former Pittsburgh Steeler. He goes, this is why the guy's the only cornerback in the NFL for the last, since 2002, who's white.
Uh-huh.
So you don't make fun of we deserve to get made fun of.
Sure.
But it was so, because his physicality.
Yeah.
So many, who knows? The last white guy was Jason Sehorn,
yeah, played for the Giants, actually went to USC.
Yeah, he married that hot gal from
Law and Order.
Are they still married?
I believe so. I haven't heard.
Angie something.
Angie Harmon, I think.
That's right. Okay, well.
I'm amazed I remember useless stuff like that, but I could not, tell you how to make money.
Most of the show, not make money. Most of the show is useless shit to know.
It's Seinfeld show, the show about having.
I hate that show. So we have one more thing. If you're listening, you live in Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach, or Hermosa Beach, there will be we're over time.
Yeah.
You're getting a flyer to vote for something. I'm in kind of a favor of this Beach City South District.
Uh-huh.
It's got Pam's photo and my photo.
Okay.
Promoting it. And so they finally got in shape. All right, everybody. See you next week.
We'll see you then.
But in the end, there's just no place like home.